Yeah, we are. We're going to get consistent.
Kind of. This is 2 weeks, but we're going to try and do once a week.
Yeah. And if not, we will do every 2 weeks. Last week, we just had a small crisis, so.
Yeah. But hello, everybody. I'm Sam.
I am Caitlin.
And this is the Gore Ghouls.
And next week's is probably going to be 2 weeks, because where are you going to be?
I'm going to be in Vegas.
Vegas.
We get back Monday, though, so.
Oh, well, maybe we freshly Tuesday talk or about it if you're hyped.
Yeah.
You'll have depression, yeah. So probably not.
Post-video depression is a serious thing.
The flight back from Salem is so sad. I don't think any of us say anything.
No.
It's usually just like, you gonna finish those fries? And that's about it.
Yeah. I gorge myself so that I'm not plane sick, and that's about all I do.
Yeah. And then we get home and we look in our fridges and go, the hell are we supposed to fucking eat around here?
Can't Uber Eats Red Sandwich Shop, unfortunately.
Well, you might be able to in, like, a weird, like, passing the battalion thing. I would pay Uber for that.
Right.
Like, sometimes I have a craving. They have a lobster's Eggs Benedict there. And actually quite a few different ones. Whew. I would probably pay Uber, $600, $700 it would take for it to get down here.
Right. I think it would be more than that. Whatever the plane ticket would cost to get it here fresh.
Oh, God, yeah.
Be 24 hours in a car. It.
Yeah. That's why you're the smart one. I never thought of that. Well, when they have the Uber flight. Yeah. It really is.
But anywho. We have our questions again tonight.
Yeah. I brought two.
I think that went pretty well.
I had fun with it.
Yeah.
I think it was really cool.
But both my mom, I think my dad, my uncle, and my brother have all listened to the podcast now.
Hey!
Hi! You're probably not listening to it. Paul said he had to turn one of the episodes off because the kids were in the car.
Oh, gotcha. We should give each of them a code to know if they love us.
Right?
All right, Paul.
If you listen to this, I want you to text me and tell me.
The sky is never blue in Peru.
Yes. And Mom, if you listen to this, I want you to tell me.
Yo, bitch. Did she say it anymore?
Kind of.
Not enough, though.
No.
Okay, gotcha.
But yo, bitch.
Yo, bitch.
So,
this Dad.
Is your test. He doesn't really listen.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
Right.
I'm behind the couch as we speak. That's your code word.
But yeah, so we have, actually, last week's episode is our most listened to episode, other than the first one that we did.
It was a long-awaited return.
People
thought we were gone.
So we very much appreciate all of your support.
Yeah, thanks for listening. That's super cool.
Yeah, I know that sometimes we kind of ramble for a little while, so we definitely appreciate that people like to hear us as much as we like to hear ourselves talk.
Yeah. I mean, we have fun talking, because, I don't know, I guess when you know somebody so long, it's easy to have, like, these kind of conversations and
stuff.
Yeah. Well, if everybody's listening, your code word is, oh my god, what is that? That way we just have tons of comments, hopefully.
Which we'll probably, we'll try not to put anything up on the Instagram that says, that looks where you would ask that. But today we're going to go over a little bit about the new remakes that are coming out and that have been coming out over the last few years, what we think of them, which ones we like, which ones we don't like.
It's really, like, it's big this year.
Yeah, I'm sad, like, we haven't gotten to the movies at all. There's a few movies that I want to see.
I know.
That we just haven't had time to go see.
Not even a little bit. It's crazy.
Like, I want to see Us.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't even, my thing is to Wikipedia.
Everything?
And I haven't.
You haven't?
Because I want to know, like, I want to watch it. I have a theory about it.
I gave.
But
I listened to BGH.
Oh, but I have a theory about it that I could be completely off base, but should I give you my theory?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I already know what happens in the movie, and I haven't even seen it yet.
So my theory is that it's only based on, like, a couple of the commercials, is that they're, like, clones
mm-hmm.
of the people, because there's one scene in one of the trailers where she's walking through, like, a hallway or, like, a doctor's office-looking thing, and there's a bunch of different rabbits.
Uh-huh.
But they're all the same rabbit, just multiplied.
Yeah.
So I thought that maybe they were, like, clones, and it was kind of like a glitch in the Matrix thing where there's, like, multiples of the same person.
Gotcha.
So
gotcha.
Am I on point or not, or...
You're looking at that path.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so that's what I figured, is they're, like, lab-grown people.
Yeah, you're not down the path, but that's the one you have your eye on.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, I still want to see it.
Me
we'll
too.
We'll see this eventually.
I'm interested in Pet Sematary. Yeah. Not jumping.
No.
Which we'll talk about.
Yeah.
But I'm interested in seeing it. I'm sure there's a shit ton of other movies I can't even think about right now, because Us has been the one that I'm really mad that I just don't have time to go.
Yeah. We were supposed to see that, then we were supposed to see Captain Marvel, then we were going to see Pet Sematary. And because it kept, like, building up, it was like, which one do we see? So we didn't see any of them.
Yeah, that's the adult. Yeah. It's like the biggest adult decision in life when it's just like, when we get our 3 minutes of alone time, what do we do? And then it's like, nothing.
YouTube
we do
videos.
Nothing.
Or like, we rewatch the Goldbergs, or we rewatch Sabrina. That's what we've been doing lately. Or I have been.
Yeah. Nope. That's exactly it. It's like, man, there's so many new things that I've been missing out on. I'm going to watch The Office.
Yep.
And recite the first through the seventh episode now that I've seen it so many times. Like.
The second season of Chilling Adventures of Sabrina came out.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Is it amazing?
I really think that you should give it a try.
I should. Yeah. I mean.
It's nothing to do with, obviously, the Melissa
Yeah,
Joan
I didn't
Hart
think
show.
So. My annoying, stupid-ass brain is like, there is something that I've been wanting to watch and start, and I have a day inside where I need to do paperwork, and this will be perfect, and I watch Bob's Burgers.
Yeah.
Again.
You need to watch Sabrina, though.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Like, it's very, very, very good.
Cool.
The second season, like, I was a little worried, because the first season is, like, everything I wanted it to be.
Oh, okay, got it.
So I was a little worried that the second season would, like, kind of like, fizzle out.
Yeah, yeah.
It did not.
No?
Not even a little
okay,
bit.
Cool.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, I need to do it while there's two seasons, and I can really just get caught up, like, easily.
I assume that there's gonna be a third season. There's kind of a cliffhanger at the end of the second season.
Well, it's so popular on, like, Imgur and online and stuff, and, like, all the horror people, regardless of, like, their background and stuff, they at least think it's, like, oh, no, it's super cute. Like, it's, like,
well, it's
cool in that way.
Really dark.
Yeah.
Like, I'm actually...
I think that's what surprised people,
too. I'm surprised... One thing that I was really surprised about is that I know that they had the controversy about the Baphomet statue.
Yeah.
Which they found a way to get rid of it in the second season.
Yeah.
But you don't hear about any, like, Christian groups that are freaking out about the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, like, it says that it's, like, adult, like, not to watch it, like, mature or whatever, blah, blah, blah. But, like, it's not even, there's, like, barely any sex in it. There's a little bit, but it's not crazy. Like, no nudity.
Because they're teenagers, technically.
Yeah, like, she's 16.
Gotcha.
Like, she turned 16 in the first, like, that's her, like, becoming a witch thing.
Yeah,
But she turned 16 in the first one, so, like, all, and then they don't, like, Ambrose is a teenager, but he's been locked in the house for 75 years. Like, so he's not a teenager, so that, I think that's how they kind of get away with it. Same with the
gotcha.
Other witches that are at the school, as opposed to her friends that are at
so
high school.
So, heavier or less than Riverdale? Because Riverdale actually has, like, a ton in it.
Oh, sex-wise?
Yeah.
Way less.
Gotcha.
Way less. There is actually, they mentioned Riverdale a few times.
Yeah.
And then Ben Button, like the random kid that's always around, he's the pizza delivery guy.
Oh, that's so
funny. In Greendale.
Because
they, like they mention it because they're supposed to be in the same, well, they were supposed to be, Sabrina was supposed to be on the CW.
Yes.
But then, I guess it was too dark and they wanted to do it on Netflix without any kind of cuts in it.
Oh, gotcha.
But, like, it's... I'm shocked. Like, I'm
I love that they say it's too
shocked.
Dark, but there is literal, like, teenage porn in Riverdale.
Yeah, but it's more,
like,
it is more like Zelda, pretty much every episode says, like, oh, pray Satan, or...
Oh, so they just,
But
yeah.
it's, like, literally...
Sex is okay, but hailing Satan.
Instead of saying, like,
okay.
Oh my God, like,
yeah.
they'll say, like, pray Satan, or hail Satan, or, oh my, like, they say, instead of say go to hell, the witches say go to heaven. Like, because, you know, yeah. Oh, but, yeah. Like, it's very, I'm shocked. I'm not so shocked, like, that people like it because it's an amazing show. But I'm really shocked that the only controversy that so far has come out about it is the Baphomet statue.
Which didn't have to do with Christians, actually. Had yeah, with it was the Satanist. The Satanist being like, the Satanic temple is not Satan.
Yeah.
Like, we're not associated right now. We're two different people. Yeah,
so it's very weird, but I think you need to give it a try. Cool. Let me know if you guys have given it a try.
Yeah, for sure. I know we've used it on our the day of calendar thing we do. You've used it before.
Yeah,
cool. No, I will. I definitely will. I have it saved on my thing, so hopefully, like, it stays in front of my face.
Yeah. Well, like, the original Sabrina show is one of my favorite shows of all time.
Yeah, yeah.
This surpasses it for me.
Oh, nice.
So, it's nice. Like, I was very, obviously, upset when they said about
it's almost like it. Original it and new it.
Yeah.
Where you're not...
Well, they're completely different, so but you can like them the same.
The same,
but yeah. Sabrina, I think for the age that we're at, the things that we like... It
grew up with it really good.
Like it's more, even though they are teenagers, there's enough, Sabrina and her friends from the mortal world are, like, the teenagers, and everybody else is, like, it's normal adult situations, you know, instead of it being, like, because part of the problem with Riverdale, not to talk about this too much because it's a horror podcast, but part of the problem with Riverdale for me is I'm, like, I get engrossed in the show, and then halfway through I'm, like, oh, Veronica's 15.
But that's the thing.
Like,
that's...
what the fuck is happening right now that's okay?
No, but that's the thing. That's why I'm like, I don't know. I pull myself out of it sometimes just because I'm just like, I'm literally sitting here watching two supposed 16-year-olds fuck.
Exactly.
Like.
Yeah. Well, and like, Cole Sprouse, thankfully, is in his 20s. Like,
but it's
20s.
Not, it's.
But it's still. Well, we...
I know that they're not teenagers, and it doesn't even matter if they're 20 or something.
They're portraying teenagers.
But they're portraying teenagers, well, like, and I'm sitting there watching that.
I think Cheryl is probably one of the sexiest characters on TV at the moment.
Yeah.
She's gorgeous and stuff, but she also is very sexual.
Yeah.
Like, she's... With the way she dresses, with the way she talks, the way her and Tony and everything like that. She's supposed to be 16.
I know.
And I'm like...
But
she does stuff that I haven't done, and I'm 30, you know?
I know, like, yeah, it's like, oh, so that, like, she's portraying someone basically at, like, their 25, 26-year-old sexuality kind of thing. Where it's like, I can, you know, I'm hanging my boobs out and this and that, and, like, I know all these tricks. Somehow I'm just, like, great at it. That kind of shit. So, no, I do the same thing, and I'm just like, but I like this show so much.
Yeah, I have to kind of detach myself from it to be able to watch it. But it is what it is.
Whatever. All right. You want to get ready on freaking questions?
Yes, you can go first this time.
Okay, I do have two, so.
I have two pertaining to two things that we watched this week.
Okay, I kind of have, like a this or that, would you rather kind of.
I have
like,
a would you rather and then a what do you think about this.
Gotcha, okay. So my first one is a would you rather. All right, so choice A. You, this is you as like a person. You have the same rules as a Mogwai.
Okay.
Okay, like no eating after midnight, you can't like get wet, that kind of thing.
Okay.
That just, you know, you got to deal with that in your life. It's a disability. Or, you're a werewolf, but it happens every night. Doesn't matter about moon, nothing. Just, there's a certain time, and you turn into a werewolf, and then another time.
For how long? Like an hour?
Whatever werewolf rules are.
So it would be, like, 12 hours during the day, you're fine. 12 hours at night, you're not.
Yeah, whenever it's, like, a sun, you know, moon comes out, they see that, they freak out. It's like sunrise.
I'd rather be Mogwai rules.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, well, because I can baby wipe for a shower. Mm. I can not eat after midnight. Normally, I'm sleeping anyway.
That's true.
And bright lights, I'm not super fond of anyway. So
the dark thing is easy. That's not a problem.
Like, I'll just wear sunglasses.
Gotcha.
I just, because being a werewolf, like, when are you going to sleep? You have to still work and stuff during the day, and then it's like, oh, fuck, it's 9 o'clock now, it's time to be a werewolf. And then you have to be a werewolf until the sun comes up. When do you sleep?
Well, I guess, like, to me, I kind of almost think of, like, that two-job situation. I know that's probably split up between, like, you work Monday to Wednesdays here, and, like, Thursdays to Sundays there kind of thing. But, I don't know, I just kind of feel like it would be easier in that sense. But I don't know why, like, for me, it was one of those things where my mind kind of went to a whole, like, oh, that would be easy because, like, I'll just get, like, a small job somewhere, but whoever I kill, I can just rob them afterwards.
Yeah, but then I feel like you're getting more into being able to be caught in that way.
That's true.
If you're just killing them as a werewolf, well, and that's another thing, is as a werewolf in popular culture, when somebody is a werewolf, they're not really aware of their actions.
A werewolf?
Yeah, they're aware.
They're not an werewolf.
Yeah, like they're not, you know what I mean? They don't know what that they're doing. That's why true. There's always that trope in werewolf movies or TV shows or anything like that where it's like, okay, everybody has to be, I have to be away from everybody for this amount of time while I turn into a werewolf.
Gotcha.
Because you have no idea. So you're not going to be rifling through pockets and after you kill someone.
Yeah. I guess, like, I chose, like, the werewolf thing just because I figured that I'd be able to find some kind of job to be able to, like, werewolf between these hours, and then, like, maybe I go home and I have to shower, but I might still be, like, worked up on werewolf juice.
Yeah.
And, like, be able to go to work, and then, like, come home and I crash, and then I wake up werewolf. And, like, with the Mogwai thing, I was, like, literally only thinking about how, like, friends and people around you would probably be the biggest assholes about, like, oh, no. Like, please don't splash me kind of thing. Otherwise, mini-me's will, like, bubble and appear out of me.
Well, you would just have to tell everybody that you're allergic to water.
Guess so. Like, I feel like people would still be assholes and be like, ooh.
But then you just, like, have that special suit like that girl has that's allergic to water.
That's true.
And then you're always the creepy goth girl with the pretty black umbrella. When you go outside with, like, the veil over
the umbrella. That's where you went. That's the first thing you thought of. That's why I've been looking at these veil umbrellas for a while, and now I have
I don't have an excuse to buy them. If I am a Mogwai, I do.
Okay. Yeah, I guess you win that one, for sure, now that I can picture myself.
I just think being a werewolf every day would just be exhausting.
Gotcha.
Like, there's no movie that I've ever seen. They're in Supernatural, they're in Harry Potter, there's movies about werewolves, there's, you know, TV shows about werewolves, there's TV shows about
I totally choose werewolf because I know it wasn't every night, but What's-Her-Face could keep, like, a pretty good job in Cursed. She was, like, a friggin', like, art director.
Yeah, but that was during the day, and then she had, and then she didn't know what she was doing when she was a werewolf.
I know, but, like, I could totally function on that day to day and still be able to shower. I'm sure fuck somebody in that movie. Like, yeah, she was totally functioning.
But then she freaked out when the girl called her a fat bitch. Like,
yeah, but what a way to freak out. Like, that'd be so cool, too. You just rip someone's throat open.
Yeah, but then if I'm like, fuck, I don't want to go to work today, like, get one droplet of water on me and make a new me, and then send that one off to work. And then when it gets home, just kill it. Like in Homer. Like that.
Oh, God.
Like
that's
the
so
Easy
true.
Bake Coven.
Yes. Or is it,
no, the Treehouse of Horror. I don't think it's the Easy Bake Coven episode. But there's one episode with one of the stories where Homer just keeps making duplicates of himself to do it. Like, and eventually there's like a pile of Homers. But I would be obviously smarter than Homer Simpson about it. Like,
yeah.
You know, just kill them when they get home.
I guess. No, yeah. You kind of got me like turned around on that too. It works out. That's true.
You gotta think these things through, man.
Though she, I thought of that for Cursed. That she had a functioning job. She was able to be a bitch. It was great.
Yeah.
And werewolf at night.
I don't know. It's just, I'm exhausted as it is in life right now. The thought of having to stay up overnight is just.
Oh no, I have a skin allergy. Guess I have to do. Just stay inside and not do anything.
Exactly.
Oh, that's good. All right, what's yours?
Let me get my question. Sorry, I wasn't
prepared. Oh no, you're good.
So, okay, this is based on Sabrina, because we are watching it, and I'm re-watching it already. So, Sabrina is half witch, half mortal. So, would you, if you were half witch and half mortal, would you rather become a full witch and lose everything that has to do with your mortal life?
Mm-hmm.
You can't see your friends, your family would be, in the show, her families are witches.
Yeah, so kind of.
You would have your family, but you wouldn't have your friends, you wouldn't have. Like, you wouldn't be able to have a job, like, you
that's
know,
not,
well, but you know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't have, like, a normal life. You couldn't, once you became a witch, it's not like you could go to the movies in your town. Like, you'd have to either move or you'd have to just spend your life in the witch world, you know, at the witch school and in the whatever. They don't really show what witches do, but that kind of thing. Or would you rather lose all your witch powers but have a normal mortal life? with friends, go to the movies, like, be able to have, go on vacations. Like, I'm sure that Sabrina can go on vacations, but.
Yeah. That is a tough one. I don't know. I've done the mortal life. Yeah. Like, I've done it. And,
Not impressed.
No. You know, I figure I'd try give that a swing. Because, I mean, you'd definitely be there. We'd probably lose Preston. He's not really family, but, you know, you'd be there.
Yeah, I would pick which.
Yeah.
There's nothing, I mean, like, Preston's my husband, and you can't marry anybody who's not a witch if you're a witch. So, I would assume he would be some kind of warlock or whatever.
Yeah.
And no offense, Mom, but you're already a witch.
Yeah, it's true.
We're all crazy in my family, but that would be, like, the problem is that you... I would be totally fine.
Yeah.
Like, being a witch and losing the mortal world, you know?
Yeah. I mean, like, I think I... And I'd be fine with it, like, either way. Either forgetting, like, everything that I had or remembering it. Just so I could, like, remember, like, me going through this life and, like, doing the things that we did and yeah. stuff like that.
Yeah, you don't lose your memories. You just have to leave it behind.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'd, you know... I would figure that everyone would figure, like, man, Caitlin's been, like, disappeared for, like, 30 years. Like, I'm guessing she went off to do witchy shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's where she went.
Yeah.
But I've done the mortal life. I think I would try the witch life. Like I said, you'd be there, so. It's not really a big deal.
Yeah.
You make, like, new witchy friends.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right, as long as I got friends down here. And then, like, I mean, then it'd be kind of cool to talk to them about their past and stuff. And then it feels like you guys kind of like, okay, cool. Like,
yeah.
I would try witchy life. Yeah. I really would.
Me too.
Because we've done it. Unless you don't know that witch life exists. Because we do. We know that witch life exists, and we can't have it, which makes us bitter.
Yeah.
Like, if I didn't know witch life exists, normal life sounds good.
Yeah. Well, and I take all the problems that Sabrina has to be a witch.
No, I'm good. Yeah. Whatever they are, I agree to them, too.
Yeah.
Before I even know. Same. Oh, I'm fine with that.
All right, what's your next question?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so, let me see. So, we know that, obviously, if you know it, you know Pennywise takes the form of, like, your fears. Your greatest fear or whatever. So, what would Pennywise appear to you as for your greatest fear? And, that was it. I thought I had a second part to that, but it didn't manifest. That's it.
I don't really know.
No?
No.
I do.
Like, I know...
For you,
But there's, like, ventriloquist dummies, okay, there's iguanas, there's tight spaces, heights.
Yeah.
Like, being on a plane. But all of those things, as scared of them as I am, him using any of those against me wouldn't be able to break me.
Gotcha.
You know what I
That's
mean?
That's what I've always thought about, too, which probably will send us off on a tangent now that I'm actually thinking about it. That's kind of how I felt during Bird Box.
Yeah, like, I just
I felt so disconnected because I'm just like, I literally can't think of anything that would make me like, oh my god, I'm gonna kill my, or like The Happening or whatever they like.
Sorry, one of my dogs is outside that door.
Yeah, he's just asking to come in. And you may or may not hear that. But if you don't hear anything, nothing's happening. And we're just crazy.
Yeah, like, like I said, like, I'm scared of those things.
Yeah.
But it's not even like a scare anymore.
Yeah.
It's like a, I don't know. They make me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But, like, I could hypothetically be in a room full of ventriloquist dummies. Or I could hypothetically be in a room or be, like, have iguanas around me.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing really that, all of the stuff that, like, scares, that would scare me, like, quote unquote, would be, like, non-tangible things, like losing my family, or dying, or, you know, like, that kind of stuff, like, the things that, like, if Pennywise is there and he's gonna kill me, he's gonna kill me. You know what I mean? Like, I just...
Well, what if he manifested... Okay, so let's think, like, original It, where it's almost like a shower room situation. Like, Eddie's terrified of the locker room showers because they're gross and grimy and disgusting, and then, like, the showers start attacking him and stuff.
Yeah.
So what if it was, like, you just somewhere, I think it'd be more scary if it just started happening to you. So, like, let's say, like, you are somewhere, this or that, and something, you get into a stuck situation, and then you see Pennywise kind of like, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, Sam. like, looks like you got into a tight spot, like, that kind of thing. So, yeah. You have, like, this, you're panicking because, like Eddie was, panicking in the shower because he's already, like, doesn't want to be in there. And then all this shit starts happening. And then it's just like, oh, my God, I'm in a tight spot. And this is, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
Like, what if he manifested that way?
It would have to be multiple things. Like, it would have to be, like, he tricks me into a small space.
Yeah.
And then there's a
appears to
there,
you as, like, ventriloquist dummy or something.
Like,
You need more of, like, an overload instead of just one thing.
Exactly. Gotcha. Like, one thing isn't enough to scare me. Like, after, like, I used to have a horrible fear, well, I still have a horrible fear of chainsaws. The scientific term is common sense. But, like, even that, like, going to Halloween Horror Nights last year, I faced my fears and went in all the houses that we could. Yep. The only reason they didn't go in a house was because it was too long.
Too long.
Or whatever. Yeah. But, like, that was a huge step for me to the point where I'm like, I don't, like, unless maybe, I don't know, like.
You challenged one fear.
Yeah.
And nothing happened. And then you found a way to be able to enjoy yourself while that fear was still around. If y'all are scared of any kind of noises and shit, especially those things, Sam got these earplugs, and, like, it has changed her entire outlook on life. It's insane.
I go through the house with the earplugs on.
And through the chainsaw zone.
Yeah.
Which we used to have to find ways.
I don't have earplugs in when we go through there.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Just running around the street.
Yeah, just the house. Because the loud noises, they panic me so that I can't calm myself down.
Yeah.
And then if there's another one too quickly, like, it just builds it up just, to the point where, like, I'm freaking out.
Yeah, if you want to enjoy that stuff like Sam did, and you say that you can't do loud noises or something in a house, you really, like, she just pops them out of her little container and they're in.
And literally, like, not to sound dramatic, but it's changed my whole experience about Halloween Horror Nights.
It really has. Like, I used to just have fun with, like, the decorations around, but now you really get it.
I used to not go in the houses. Like, there might be one I would go in or two.
We would go in beforehand just to make sure there were no chainsaws.
But I'm, like, now stoked to go through every house. And it's made, like, a huge, huge difference for me. Like, to where I can look, and even if I get scared, it's not quite as bad because I don't get that visceral, like, scared because of the loud noise.
Yeah.
Like, it's definitely helped quite a bit. But, yeah, unless, like I said, he would have to overload me with things.
Gotcha.
To be able to scare me.
Gotcha.
To the point of, like, what the kids go through.
Yeah.
Or, like, what Richie goes through, where he's, like, cowering in the corner crying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it would, like, as an adult, I mean.
Yeah.
You know, it would really have to be something crazy. Or, like I said, just show important people, like, dying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or making me relive the important people who have already died.
Yeah.
Again.
I get, yeah. So, like, that would basically be the, that would probably be the breaking.
Yeah.
Pennywise.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, I thought more, because I don't think there's anything he could appear as that wouldn't put me to that breaking point. Mine are, like, needles, frogs, and roller coasters. Even if it was a giant-ass frog, I don't think, because my initial fear is it jumping in my mouth. Giant, in any form of animal, would probably just be terrifying as it is, so it wouldn't matter if it was a frog or not. But I can see what you say, like, if he was able to trap me onto a roller coaster and then showed up on the screen or something and was like, you're going for a ride now or something stupid.
Yeah.
Like, that's, I mean, that would probably be, I don't know if it would be a breaking point, but I would assume that's what my fear would be.
Yeah.
Is being trapped on a roller coaster I can't get off of.
It's a little scary not knowing what that fear would be anymore.
Right.
Like, I'm not, there are things that scare me, like watching Haunting on Hill House, that kind of stuff scares me.
Yeah.
But it's not.
But mine's, like, the biggest fear and, like, the only thing that really makes, like, my heart, like, get just super quick and, like, almost, like, where I can produce, like, an anxiety to it is death.
Yeah.
Is having to deal with that stuff.
Yeah.
When it comes, kind of deal. So.
Well, and I'd rather even deal with my death before I deal with other people's death.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because, like, then it's just done for you.
Yeah.
But even the thought of death gets me, like, freaking out sometimes, too. It's just, like, not existing anymore, and it's, like, when your brain just can't imagine itself not existing.
Yeah.
Like, it's just really weird. Oh, cool. All
right, so, oops. My last question, or my other question, is, we watched the movie Lizzie with Kristen Stewart Chloe Sevigny.
Yeah.
I think that's how you say her last name.
Yeah.
I don't recommend it, I have to say. It's pretty boring. Like, it's very slow. It's not what I expected. Actually, it's exactly what I expected. They pretend, or not pretend, but they go from the point of view of the maid, Maggie.
Yeah.
Or what's her real name? Bridget. And Lizzie having, like, some kind of, like, lesbian affair and stuff like that. Pretty much what you see in the commercials is what is in the movie.
Gotcha.
But my question is, do you think that Lizzie Borden is guilty? And if you do or you don't, who do you think it was if you don't? And if you do think it was her, do you think she was helped by anybody? Like in the movie, she was helped by Bridget to murder her parents. Well, her dad and stepmom.
So, we went to the Lizzie Borden house the first year that we went out to Salem. We skipped last time, and we're going to go this time. It's really amazing if you ever get the chance to go out there. It's gorgeous.
It'll make you scream at other things like this movie, saying, that's not what the house looks like.
Yeah. it's beautiful. And the tour people there are amazing. I don't know. After, like, hearing that tour and just, like, various stuff, I really do... I feel that she had some kind of involvement.
Mm-hmm.
Brains, the want, whatever.
Yeah.
She definitely had help, though.
Yeah.
Like, she definitely did. So.
So what's your theory?
I think, what was it? Was the uncle?
Yeah, it's her.
I think it was.
Her mom who passed away, her brother.
Her brother, yeah. I think it was a,
his name's John Morris. Don't quote me on that.
Okay. I want to say that it was him. I would say that I think him and Lizzie were close.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some kind of Lizzie disgruntled.
Yeah.
Him being like, you know, it would be great. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
I really do think that was... I think she was more help to him. Lizzie gets the fame, but I think
that's because it was, like, a woman. Like, if it had been, if they had initially gone for the uncle,
yeah,
it would have not been a big deal because back then men murdered people.
Yeah.
Whereas they didn't think, I know we know now that they did, but we didn't, back then they didn't think that women were capable or whatever.
Exactly.
The only reason Lizzie got off is because she was a woman.
Yeah, exactly.
But... my theory on the whole thing is, after watching the movie, and, like, I've watched, obviously, it's super, dramatized, but some of the evidence is that, for those of you who don't know, is that Lizzie's dad and stepmom were both killed. You know, her stepmom was killed upstairs in her bedroom, and the dad was killed while he was taking a nap on the sofa downstairs. The two people that were home were the maid, Bridget, who was washing windows at the time period, and Lizzie, who was supposedly in the shed, or, I'm sorry, the barn. They had, like, a barn out back.
Yeah.
No horses or anything, but it was just, like, a time period thing.
Yeah, usually it's just, it was for storing food
and
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, the things to me, so my theory is that Lizzie did it, and that the uncle helped her, and that... her sister Emma. Emma.
Sister.
Found out what was happening. So the reason I think this is because the stepmom, the will was set out. There was no will that Andrew Borden had.
Yeah.
Or I'm sure as a wealthy man he had a will.
Yeah.
But they couldn't find it. So it automatically went to, like, the law of inheritance.
Yeah.
Where whoever it was got the stuff. So the evidence says that Mrs. Borden, the stepmom, was murdered 90 minutes before Andrew Borden was. So, A, that's not... no intruder's gonna come in, kill her, rob them, or whatever, you know, I don't think...
and then hang around.
And then hang around for 90 minutes, wait for Andrew to go to sleep on the couch,
yeah,
and then kill him. So, and it worked out that if Andrew had died first, then the inheritance would go to his wife, and then when she died, the inheritance would go to her children.
Gotcha.
So the way that it went was because Mrs. Borden died first, and then Andrew died, because he was, so he inherits everything she has, including his own estate, then that goes to his children.
Yeah.
Based on the law, because they didn't have a will. So it just seems a little sketchy that would have made a huge difference as to whether Lizzie and Emma would have gotten any type of inheritance would be the, just even the manner of the time of each of their deaths.
Yeah.
And it was long enough, because back then, there was time of death, and there was bugs and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but nowadays, they're like 27 seconds before he died, she died.
Exactly. Like, whereas back then, like,
they needed
a time period. They needed that 90 minutes or whatever.
Like, some dry blood, and then some not so dry blood.
Exactly. To be able to say, okay, definitively,
that is true. I never thought of that.
And, like, there was the thing about, like, the dress. She was wearing one dress, and then she was burning it and had changed, and, like, it was just all different stuff. And not to mention that once the trial and everything was over, Emma and Lizzie never spoke again.
Yeah.
Like, Lizzie went and lived in Maplecroft, which is in Fall River as well.
Yeah.
With the money that she got from the inheritance from her father, and her and Emma never spoke again.
Yeah.
So, and Maggie, or Bridget the maid, that she moved to Montana and would never talk about the trial ever again. So I think that she knew, because she was there. She was, you know, she was washing windows at the same time as this stuff was going on, and then went to go take a nap, and then, and so she was washing windows while the mom was killed. Then she went upstairs to take a nap in the attic when the dad was killed.
Yeah.
And didn't come down until Lizzie said that her dad had been murdered, that somebody had come in and kill him. So, I just think that, I think she did it. I think it was her and her uncle. There's not much information about him after everything.
Yeah.
But I would assume that he got his cut, quote unquote, of the inheritance from Lizzie. Disappeared. And then when Emma realized what had happened with the inheritance, and that Lizzie was now blowing all the money.
Yeah.
It was kind of like, meh, okay, she did it. Like, I've been defending my sister, and now I think she did it.
Yeah.
Who else did it?
Yeah.
No robber, no random murderer. Well, first of all, there was no robbery.
Yeah.
So no random murderer is going to come inside, murder somebody, and then wait around for 90 minutes. Not including the fact that if he was waiting around to kill other people in the house, or she was waiting around to kill other people in the house, Lizzie and Bridget would both have been dead.
Yeah.
Because they were both in the house or outside in the backyard.
Yeah.
So I believe that Lizzie Borden did it. With help from her uncle.
Yeah, being the...
Yeah, and or Bridget, but I don't think that Bridget had anything to do with it.
No.
I think she just knew what happened and...
She was there.
Covered it up.
Yeah, and it was just kind of like, I'm a black woman.
She wasn't, though. She was from Ireland. But she was Irish.
Okay.
So, they were...
That was racist to me, then.
It was.
Look at that.
She was... It was frowned upon.
Yeah.
Like, for...
Well,
like, the Irish people that came over to America, they were maids.
Yeah,
the reason that her name is either Maggie or Bridget is because her real name is Bridget, but most Americans didn't care. They just called all the women maids that were from Ireland, they called them Maggie.
Yeah.
So that was like a nanny. Like,
Exactly.
Nanny is the term, but Maggie is the term, but really it was just a way to make them nameless, faceless people.
Gotcha.
That nobody cared about, you know? Yeah.
No, that's true. Yeah, I think hers was just... She had a good situation, and no one's going to believe the maid.
Yeah.
You know, so if those girls, both of them said, she did it, they're going to look at her and be like, a wealthy white family.
Yeah.
She's white, but the family you worked for, a wealthy one, and you knew exactly what, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that makes total sense. Well, and sense.
One of the things in the Lizzie movie that I don't appreciate, and I don't know if it's historically accurate, so I don't want to say that it's dramatized, but one of the things is that her dad is super abusive.
Oh.
Which I think that in a way he was, because of, like, feeding them the spoiled meat and
stuff. He was abusive in the sense of being such a cheap bastard.
Well, and I think that he was, like, strict on them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Lizzie wasn't allowed to go out because she didn't have a companion.
You,
like,
saw how their rooms were.
Kind of stuff. Yeah.
They don't talk about their rooms. I had to go through the father's bedroom
to get to
the other side of the house. Like, it was, like, freaking crazy.
So, but they show that he, like, rapes Bridget and...
Oh, gotcha.
Like, the maid. And, like, that when he finds out they're having a lesbian affair, he, like, beats them. Like, that kind of stuff.
Gotcha.
So, but I don't know how much of that is historically accurate.
That seems pretty dramatized.
But, in that case, like, I don't blame them. But even if he was, like, he wasn't that, but he was a son of a bitch to them, like, I could see why that would
be. Yeah.
You know, why they would want him gone. They want his money. He won't spend his money on them, so they have to figure out a way for him to be able to spend their money.
Yeah.
And I think that it was overlooked because Lizzie was a woman, and because she was a wealthy woman, like, from a good family, good stock, quote-unquote.
Yeah.
You know, that it was very much like, she couldn't have done it. Look at this poor, frail lady.
You know,
I think that if need be, we could kill someone. You know, like, I think that most people in their life, if need be, would be able to do that.
They would, yeah.
Whereas back then it was like, no, she cannot do this.
Her body structure doesn't say that she can defend herself.
She's just a frail old young woman. Like, she would never do that. She's all proper, blah, blah, blah.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So let us know what you think about our questions.
Yeah, for sure. If you have any this or that.
Yeah.
It'd be really cool for you to send those in.
And let us know your Lizzie Borden theory.
Yes. Yes. So good.
But, like we said, I'll be in Vegas this weekend, so yeah. I'll try to put some pictures up of... I'm going to Viva Las Vegas, which is a rockabilly convention. I'm just as much rockabilly as I am spooky. But, if not more rockabilly.
I think a little bit more. But it's a classic offshoot.
Yeah. So I'll post pictures on our Instagram. Let you guys know how it's going, what's going on, all the cool cars, anything I see. I know a couple years ago they had the monster car.
So
like, I'll do that kind of stuff. But, so we'll hopefully be back next week.
Yeah.
Sometime. I get back Monday. So.
Probably not Monday, but...
Yeah.
During the week we should be able to.
Have a good time, and we'll talk to you next time.
Bye.